So could you, Congressman, could you assess how both parties are doing in this in the new Congress? I mean, how the Republican minority is doing on these issues and how the Democrats, whether or not they have called up their promises?
Well, frankly, I mean, the Democrats, just by knocking most of the earmarks out of the continuing resolution, did far more than the Republicans did. So kudos to them for that. They did pass some earmark transparency language that was a little tougher than ours. Still not great, but it's a start. But the appropriation season hasn't really started, and we'll see as they go forward. As I mentioned before, these rules can be waived at any time. We actually already have some very good House rules on unauthorized expenditures. We just waive them every time. And the same transparency rules that are now, in the books, and the House rules can be waived at any time, and I worry about that.
And how do you think the Republicans are behaving? And back in October, November, you understood the pessimism of voters who had given up on the party on these issues.
I'm not sure that we get it, frankly. I had hoped that we would move and try to get to the right of the Democrats on this issue. For example, the legislation that Senator McCain and I have to simply say earmarks should be in bills rather than report language. That's one that I would think that our conference could get behind, but we haven't. And so it's really tough, I think, to get away from the old model, the old re-election model, which included, a lot of earmarking. And I'm not sure that we get it yet.
Two short questions then. You were here with Senator McCain today. Do you think a President McCain has a lot to offer people who care about earmarks?
Oh, you bet. And all these McCain on this issue has been, he's been on this before it was popular to be on this. He's been very good on unauthorized expenditures and Congress going through the proper process. So as president, you'd certainly see some action here.
Okay, and the last one is, have the Republican caucus, have they actually punished members like yourself for speaking on these issues before and after the election?
I'm the only one, yes. But it was certainly deliberate in my case. So, but I'm the only one that I know of.
Okay, Congressman Flake, thank you for talking to us.